This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. It's hoped reforms to the insurance sector, including new guidelines for awards, will be fully implemented within the next 12 months. Minister of State with responsibility for insurance, Sean Fleming, recently met with West Cork hoteliers, many of whom expressed their frustration with insurance premiums. Some hotel owners say they're seen as an easy target for claims and payouts. Speaking to Red FM News, Cork TD Christopher O'Sullivan, who facilitated the meeting, says the reforms should rectify the situation.
This now will introduce an element of common sense into claims, and also, very importantly, a duty of care. And that's a duty of care on the individual to act responsibly. And if they are acting responsibly and something happens, then that changes everything. But if they're not acting responsibly, it should side with the business or the premises owner. So that's a really important aspect. And the hope is that that will then lead to a significant reduction in insurance premiums, because, as we said before, the hospitality sector and hotels are facing huge challenges in terms of recovering from the pandemic and restrictions.
The cost of renting has doubled in the past 10 years. The latest report by daft.ie shows rents have increased by over 2% in the first 3 months of the year. The average monthly rent is now €1,443 compared to €742 in 2011. Renters in Cork City are paying an average of €1,483, an increase of 6.3%, while rents in the county have increased almost 9% to €1,137. The supply of rental properties remains a major issue. Across the four main cities of Cork, Limerick, Waterford and Galway, there were just 304 homes available for rent on May 1st. This has never happened in May before, as it's normally a time of greater supply in the market. Ronan Lyons of daft.ie claims investment funds have a role to play in the rental market and is worried they could be pushed out.
It's a system with long timelines in terms of consequences. You make a decision now, you only see the consequences in 5 or 6 years. This is, if you think of the REIT structures and the build-to-rent specifications, we were just on the cusp of seeing the benefit of those, as I mentioned, with the tens of thousands of rental units being built.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
Rory on sport, and Cork City boss Colin Healy has challenged his side to build on the win over Wexford last weekend. The 5-0 win at Turner's Cross was just their second win of the season. And next up, the Rebel Army head to First Division Tabletoppers UCD on Friday night. And Healy told Red FM Sport that confidence is high following the win.
Yeah, no, it always does, especially as a centre forward. You know, when you get the goals, it gives you that confidence, you know, and you're just waiting then for the next game. So it is, and you know, listen, they got an opportunity now again Friday night to see if they can, you know, go and get some goals against a very, very good team.
In the Premier League tonight, Chelsea can take another step towards Champions League football. The Blues host Arsenal at Stamford Bridge. Kickoff is at 8. In Gaelic Games, the Munster CCC have confirmed that this year's Munster Hurling Championship will begin on Sunday, June 27th. Waterford will play Clare in the quarter-final in Thurles, with the winners face Tipperary in the semi-finals. Reigning provincial and All-Ireland champions Limerick will begin their campaign with a semi-final against Cork on Saturday, July 3rd. The Munster Football Championship gets underway a day before the hurling on June 26th. Kerry will play Clare in a quarter-final in Killarney, with the winners facing defending champions Tipperary a fortnight later, while Cork await the winners of the quarter-final meeting of Limerick and Waterford.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Welcome back from Italy, I believe. You were out there for work, and then what happened? They changed the rules and in came mandatory quarantining at home, was it?
Mandatory quarantine in a hotel, yeah. So I arrived back on the 29th of April.
Yeah.
So, as I said, I flew in from Bologna to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Dublin. So I was after booking my quarantine hotel. I was on the flight. As I said, the only thing that disappointed me on the flight, I'd say there must have been 80 or 90 Indian people, against nothing against Indian people, but they were able to walk straight through, whereas I had to go away and quarantine in a hotel.
That's extra. Was India not on the red list or something?
Not at the time, no, Neil. Yeah,
it is now.
It is since. And I actually received a message from the HGC a couple of days ago to say there was actually a variant on the flight. So I was a close contact of one of these people. So okay, not you, one of these people, sorry. As yeah. I said, there's not, nothing against Indian people, by the way.
No, I mean, you don't know who tested positive on the plane, but somebody on
No, not at all.
Yeah. It could have been any nationality. But India became a red hot zone eventually, yeah. So what hotel did you stay in?
I stayed in the Radisson Blue Hotel.
Oh, okay. And did you have to pay up front?
Paid cash. Booked it, put your credit card up front. Look, it'll be reimbursed by my company, but it was, 1,875 euros.
Okay. How long? You were coming back. Had you a positive test coming back anyway, yeah?
Yeah, I had to get an antigen test on a Tuesday when I was in Italy because to get into a factory I was visiting.
Yeah.
So I got the antigen on the Tuesday, was able to visit the site on the Wednesday, got tested again on the Wednesday, PCR test. Then we got the results back Wednesday night, said I was negative. Thursday morning, flew into Dublin and straight to the hotel.
Okay, and how was it for you? I mean, because people are critical.
It was okay. To be honest, I think the frustration of being on the flight and seeing a lot of people just walking straight into the country without any quarantine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was coming from Italy, which was within the European Union. I was kind of saying, look, is this fair? So, the army, we were brought aside in the airport, put into a room, a holding room, until everybody went through. Then we were brought through. I'd say we were in the airport maybe 2.5-3 hours before we actually got through. And I started complaining because I had meetings to attend by 1 o'clock in the day. So I said, look, you need to put a move on here. I need to get to the hotel and start doing meetings. So eventually, we got onto the bus, the army in front of us, and so drove us to the hotel, got off, and finally checked in.
And so, you got your own room then?
Your own room, yeah. In fairness, it's a nice hotel. The rooms were nice and plush. You'd be happy to stay there on any time, but look, as I said, it was a bit hard. You couldn't open a window. There was no window to open in the room, so you were kind of locked in there most of the day.
How many times a day did you get out of the room?
Well, for the first 2 days, you weren't allowed out. So we were on the second day, we got a PCR test. And again, I think that evening, we got the results back. Sorry, the second day, we got the results back when we were allowed out.
Yeah.
So you could go out 3 times a day for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And look, it was okay.
What was the food like?
Food was disappointing, to be honest. Neil. I'd say I must have complained. For the first few days, I was on the phone every meal I was complaining. It was either cold or there was not enough of it, or it was just, look, I've worked in a lot of places around the world, and I've worked in some really, really third world countries. And in some of these camps, I rang them one night and I said, look, I've got better food in some of these camps than you're serving up.
You see, that's my problem. Everyone's problem is that you're spending $2,000. The food should be very good. It's a lot of money.
There should be no difference.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.